press. White press was not interested in Bessie at first. Eventually, when she went to Europe, that's where she got all of the press from. The white press was in Europe. Very little from here. So when you put all of that together, that's why people know who Amelia Earhart is, and they don't know who Bessie Coleman is. Just that simple. It's a matter of promotion and press and being in the history books versus not being in the history books. It's like, this is American history. You've got a woman who was the first female to get an international pilot's license, period. And you're not going to talk about that?
Despite the unfair treatment and discrimination, Coleman pushed past the hurdles to become one of the most talented and fearless stunt pilots of her generation. In her career, she specialized in stunt flying and parachuting, earning money and prestige performing aerial tricks.
She was in pursuit of her passion, and she would not settle for anything less. She really would not. Even when she had to have planes that weren't as good as everybody else competing, she figured out how to make that plane fly as best as she could so she could win at what she was doing that day.
To learn more about Bessie Coleman and our guest, Tanya Hart, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also check out the scripted podcast series all about Bessie Coleman's life and career titled Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Across February, which is Black History Month, we'll be highlighting more notable figures on our website and social pages, so make sure to follow us at Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and X. This story originally aired in December 2023 and was written and produced by executive producer Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Coming up, a deeper look into the famed space shuttle program when Viewpoints returns.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Join Macy's and UNCF to help students fulfill their potential now during Black History Month. Throughout February, you can fund scholarships for students at historically Black colleges and universities when you donate online to UNCF. Or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. Give back today, shop Black-owned brands, and find out how we're creating brighter futures for all at Macy's.com/purpose.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Between 1981 and 2011, the space shuttle carried almost 500 astronauts to lower space orbit and safely back to Earth. Zoom out, and the space shuttle program has spanned 40 years. Four decades of innovation, achievement, and countless milestones. The program didn't just transport astronauts and satellites, but helped launch the Hubble Space Telescope and International Space Station. Taking part in many of these operations was Wayne Hale. Today, he's retired, but for much of his career, he was front and center at NASA. Hale was the NASA Space Shuttle Program Manager for 2 years, and before that, was Flight Director for 41 missions, none of which included the Challenger and Columbia disasters. It was his job to ensure that each flight was carried out safely and that all mission objectives were accomplished, even under extremely risky conditions.
The space shuttle was always an experimental vehicle. And those of us that worked in the shuttle program were well aware of the fact that there were certain risks involved in every flight.
Many critics of the space shuttle said it was impractical and believed that a capsule-type rocket would have been safer. However, Hale maintains that its design was the best one for the job with the technology that was available at the time.
The space shuttle had the capability to do a lot of things. Most rockets just go up, get to space, and push their little payload out, spring-loaded off the top of it, and they're done. We came with the capability to repair, to service. We had a robot arm to assemble. We had an airlock to send astronauts out in spacesuits to do work, whether that was assembly or repair or servicing, what have you. We launched some of the greatest scientific missions of the era, the capstone of which was the Hubble Space Telescope, and serviced it, repaired it several times. The list goes on quite a long way. Yeah, you could have done it with capsules, but it would have taken longer, many more flights, and the logistics would have just been terrible.
He adds that it's a myth that the program was strapped for money early on and that the initial developers had to improvise because of dwindling funds.
Money was always a concern. Don't misunderstand me. We suffered later on because we had a lack of spare parts. We simply didn't have the money to invest in having enough spare parts, so we were always swapping parts between orbiters, which made the turnaround slower and more costly. So when we talk about, well, the shuttle didn't achieve its economic goals, true, but part of that was due to some penny-pinching that came along later, not necessarily during the development stage, but during the operational period.
The space shuttle did cost several billions of dollars to develop. A lot more than Congress had anticipated. Hale says this is because NASA has always operated under a model based on World War II defense contracting called cost-plus contracts.
And remember, NASA never built anything. NASA always designed things and hired an aerospace contractor to build them for them to their specification. But a contractor would build their parts, but if it turned out to be more costly than expected, they would just bill the government. So there was no, well, I don't say there's no, but very little incentive to save money.
Once the shuttle was built and in operation, the government felt it was good enough and didn't need additional improvements and funds. As a result, inherent risks in the shuttle's design were overlooked. Two factors being that it had no flyback boosters and the wings overheated upon re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. Politicians touted the invention as a vehicle that was as safe as commercial airline travel, which Hale says it never was and never would be.
I think the management certainly succumbed to the pressure, unrelenting pressure, to fly faster and to do it with significantly less money, which meant that effectively, safety was compromised, yeah. NASA, to build the International Space Station, struck a deal with the administration that NASA would effectively get no extra money, but be allowed to build it by economizing in their other programs, which meant that the space shuttle program all of a sudden was strapped for money because all the development money, or much of the development money coming for the space station development, was coming out of what had earlier been budget for the space shuttle program. There was also time pressure. We're going to get this done in a certain amount of time for all kinds of reasons.
The result was the catastrophic Challenger explosion in 1986. which killed all seven crew members on board. Only then did safety become a top priority. But slowly, over a period of 17 years, this fell to the wayside, and the program once again faced mounting political pressures.
Again, we got into this cycle of a slow kind of, can't you do it for less money? Can't you do it faster? Don't you think you're over-worrying some of these problems? And over the course of 17 years, that eroded, and you wound up with Columbia. And I dare say that could happen to any program. So, you know, it takes constant vigilance. And everyone would tell you, in the whole organization and outside, would say, well, safety's number one. We're concerned about safety. But it's nice to say those words, but it's really the actions that go along with what you do that prove whether you're walking the walk rather than just talking the talk.
When it comes to innovation and experimentation, Hale believes private commercial enterprises are far better equipped than government-run programs reliant on public funding.
One of the features, one of the hallmarks of NASA's programs is people expect it to be successful, period. And any shortcoming or malfunction or failure is treated as though it's a terrible waste of the taxpayers' money and so forth, which it is. In a commercial firm, if they go out and blow up their rocket and say, hey, we learned a little bit today, even though we blew up a rocket, everybody says, hey, isn't that great? That's the way commercial companies need to operate. NASA could never get away with that kind of attitude.
Hale and his colleagues at NASA's Space Shuttle program had always hoped for the day they would be able to take their knowledge and apply it to a second-generation NASA shuttle that was all around better. Sadly, this hasn't happened yet. Instead, since retiring from NASA, Hale has worked as a consultant to commercial aerospace companies and also served on the NASA Advisory Council. Looking ahead, he's hopeful that the next generation will bring fresh ideas and policies into the industry. To find out more about our guests this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Hey, it's your girl Lonnie Love, and this segment is brought to you by Metamucil. Are you ready to take charge of your digestive health? I know I am. That's why I'm teaming up with Metamucil for the two-week challenge. Metamucil's 4-in-1 fiber helps promote regularity. Unlike many fibers, Metamucil's psyllium fiber gels to trap and remove waste from your digestive system, helping you feel lighter and more energetic after just 2 weeks. Try the Metamucil 2-week challenge today. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ebony McMorris. When is the last time you got a fresh set of nails? About a quarter of American women report getting a manicure, pedicure, or both regularly. For some, these treatments aren't as regular, but are more of a special treat from time to time. The pandemic also gave way to a lot more women and men investing in salon products to do beautiful nails at home. One type of nail treatment that's been a go-to for many years is the gel manicure and pedicure. It looks and applies just like regular polish, but lasts much longer And you don't have to wait for your nails to air dry because it cures in minutes with the UV light. Now, a recent study published in the journal Nature Communications is showing that these UV nail lamps, which emit radiation, could lead to skin cancer. Researchers placed mouse and human cells under these lamps for 20 minutes, and around 30% of the cells died. It's important to note that cells in a lab environment can behave slightly different from cells on a living person's hand. For now, experts say more human testing is needed to confirm a definite link. In the meantime, if you do prefer gel polish and get your nails done regularly, experts recommend buying fingerless UV protective gloves to wear while under the lamp. One warning, don't opt for sunscreen instead. These lotions and sprays only protect against UV exposure from the sun and not artificial UV rays. Here's to happy nails and healthy skin. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Everyone knows by now that it has been the year of Taylor Swift. Since her Eras Tour launched last March, the Taylor Swift Experience has been non-stop. She's been on tour, she's released new music videos, she started dating Travis Kelce, unveiled new vault tracks, won Album of the Year at the Grammys, and now she has her next album coming. For all the talk of her celebrity and her personal life, though, it can be easy for some to forget that she reached her level of fame the old-fashioned way: unrelenting work ethic. Swift released her first album in 2006, following up with new albums every 2 years through 2014, when she released her fifth, called 1989. The sixth album took her 3 years, and then the seventh album, Lover, came in 2019, which is when she entered another level of music creation. Because less than a year after she released Lover, she released Folklore. Later that same year came Evermore. Less than 2 years later came Midnights, and now, less than 2 years since then, she has her 11th full-length album, The Tortured Poets Department, set to release on April 19th. But of course, that's not all. After a contract dispute, she's also famously working to re-release new versions of her first six albums. So far, she's re-released four of them, and every time she puts one out, she also puts out previously unreleased vault songs. And so far, she's put out 26 of those. In total, it's meant Taylor Swift fans have never had to go years on end without the hint of new music from their fave. Sometimes, watching an NFL game, you hear the familiar groan of an impatient man. Why do they show Taylor Swift? What has she ever done? The answer is simple. Since 2006, she's made 11 full-length albums, soundtrack songs for the Hunger Games and 50 Shades franchises, the highest-grossing tour of all time, and she's acted in a few movies for good measure. Love her or hate her, that's up to you. But you can't say she doesn't work hard. Taylor Swift is a grinder, and the Tortured Poets Department is just the latest proof. I'm Evan Rook.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Catching fireflies in a jar. This is as good as it. sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. But the window's down on the first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slowdown in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out in the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way. What my world spins around.
Since you've been gone. me as much as I love you.
You know I love you, girl.
And that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too.
Don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know.
But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28.
Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This time of year, cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on. Okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh, baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours.
Do I make you wanna stay up to the sun?
fast, real slow. Go flying down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chaw in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering sell your farm. With a
weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some clouds early on, then sunshine with highs near the 30-degree mark, blustery northwest winds up around 20 and 25. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies and lower teens. On your Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the afternoon in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 16.
Here we are, guys.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a tossed wind. Seesaw breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world.
And online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
If you're an employer looking to hire, here's some great news. ZipRecruiter lets you post jobs for free before you commit. Head over to ZipRecruiter.com/Bob to try it out. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B-O-B. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Q Country.